Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
A deal between the state forestry agency Cailtea and a British investment fund has led to an outcry across all political parties. And this afternoon, a large protest was held outside the Dáil against this deal. A debate was being held on forestry inside the House this afternoon, and it seems that the investment in Irish forestry from a private fund has little political support. The deal will see the fund invest some €200 million in a partnership with Cailtea to allow for the planting and harvesting of tens of thousands of acres of forestry. Fergal Keane joins me now, and Fergal, you're outside observing the protest.
Yeah, a very vocal protest, I'd have to say. And the people protesting there today, there are several hundred of them from all parts of the country, said that the Cailtea deal amounts really to a sell-off of state assets to a vulture fund, something which is denied by the government, Gresham House being seen themselves as angel investors, really. But ministers have been saying that the deal was not their preferred option for growing the amount of land under forestry in Ireland. And they have said time and again, though, that the deal is done, even though they might not like it. Effectively, there's nothing they can do about it. But I was outside Leinster House this afternoon, met with some of the protesters. Have to say they had an awful lot of political support from all opposition parties, and you also suspect from many people in government. But here's what I found this afternoon. Richard Boyd Barrett, what's this protest about? What's the debate about this afternoon?
Well, we called a number of weeks ago for a special debate on what we believe is a scandalous plan by Cailtea to partner with essentially a vulture fund to buy up potentially up to €250,000 of acres of land and forest where it is going to profit private investors, which is going to do damage to small farmers, to small communities. It won't do anything for our environment or biodiversity. It'll do the opposite. And we want the minister to shelve that deal and completely repurpose Cailtea so it is actually about developing forestry that benefits communities, benefits the environment, benefits small farmers, benefits biodiversity, because that is not happening, and this is about profit, not forests.
Cailtea, are they fit for purpose?
No. Cailtea have absolutely lost their way. We have these plantations of Sitka spruce, which are dead zones. They're just about making money. They're damaging our soil. They're damaging communities. We need a forestry that is actually for the people, for the common good, and for the environment. And that means fundamentally changing the mandate of Cailtea.
Vulture funds, no way!
Andrew St. Ledger was one of the organisers of today's march, and he told me who was involved.
Well, it's the Save Our Forests, Save Our Lands Alliance, which are committed to agreement on three aims. To stop this Cailtea Vulture Fund deal. The second is to reform Cailtea. Third is create a new forestry strategy, a sustainable forest strategy. One that, you know, helps communities, one that helps farmers, one that helps nature, win-win-win, and one that's focused more on close to nature, continuous cover, agroforestry, things that the public have put in submissions over and over, natural regeneration, ancient rainforests, and the strategy as it is has ignored everything the public wants.
Sir, why are you here today protesting outside the Dáil?
Because of this deal that Cailtea have done with outside investors.
What's the situation in Leitrim?
Situation in Leitrim is that we have over 20% of our little county planted with Sitka spruce trees. A lot of people like trees and they talk about forests. Come to Leitrim and we show you what a tree is. It's a bloody miserable yoke to look at, winter and summer.
And what difference is this deal with Cailtea going to make to Leitrim, do you think?
Well, it's pouring more money into the equation, and that money is going to be primarily used to buy land. So it'll prevent small farmers from increasing their holding. It's going to drive farmers off the land. There's no doubt in the world about it.
You're protesting here today. You're from Kinvara. Why are you here?
We feel that this could potentially an environmental disaster. that the way Quilter manage the lands and the idea that it could go to an investment fund is worrying, because we feel the farmers and other communities are better carers for the land.
You would probably be a Green Party supporter, but Green Party seem to be backing this.
We would be a Green Party supporters, yes. And I mean, it's complicated, but we're here to protest. And I think, in fact, I haven't met anyone who's pro this deal other than people in power.
Well, there you have a taste of the debate outside, or the protest outside the House this afternoon. The debate inside, or should I say, Fergal, the statements on forestry in the Dáil has been ongoing. Little support for the initiative, and I see it's still going on in the Dáil.
Yeah, and so each people, they're making statements. There's not going to be a vote. But in fact, the other night, on Tuesday evening, an opposition motion condemning this Quilter deal was passed without opposition. The government said, OK, we're in favour of this. Nobody spoke against it.
But nobody spoke from government.
No, they just said, we accept this motion. So there was quite a bit of confusion as to what happens now. So it was passed without a debate. And so today then...
But it's non-binding then, obviously, is it?
It's non-binding. Mm-hmm. It was just a motion. So they keep saying there's nothing they can do about this. And nobody spoke in favour of it today, even though there were explanations from Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConlogue. He said the aim was to have 18% of the country under forestry by 2050, or 450,000 hectares extra. Now, that meant that Quilter needed an investment, but under EU rules, they were unable to draw down European funding themselves, so they had to go looking for public-private partnerships. And he again said the current deal wasn't their preferred option, but they couldn't back out now, and here he is.
I'm acutely aware of the concerns that have been expressed regarding Quilter's involvement with the Irish Strategic Investment Fund and Gresham House. The structure of the deal between Quilter, ICIF and Gresham House is not her preferred option. Her preferred option is for farmers to plant forest on their own land, and that is what we have designed the new forestry programme to achieve. But this fund is an option Quilter has put in place to help us reach our hugely ambitious forestry targets. The total area of new forest planted through the fund will deliver roughly 3.5% of the 100,000 hectares of new forest Quilter has committed to enabling between now and 2050. Of the state's overall national target of 450,000 hectares of new forest by 2050, the fund will plant less than 1% of that total. Quilter will not be selling any existing publicly owned forest to the fund, nor will Quilter seek to purchase any other public land on behalf of the fund. Any land purchased by the fund will already be in private ownership, and no private landowner, obviously, will be forced to sell land to the fund. Quilter and the Irish Strategic Investment Fund have entered into binding contractual relationships in respect of this initiative, which has commenced its work, the afforestation element of which is expected to last for 5 years.
And that is Minister Charlie McConlogue wrapping that up from Fergal King. Thank you very much indeed. You can text us to 51551.